राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे 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 জয় রাধা মাধব রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী, গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধরি, গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধরি, জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধরি, গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধরি, যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন,
যশোদা নন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন,
যশোদা নন্দন ন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন,
যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন,
যমুনা তীর বন চরি,
যমুনা তীর বন চরি,
যমুনা তীর বন চরি,
যমুনা তীর বন চরি,
জয় রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী,
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 জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধরি,
গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধরি,
গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধরি,
গোপী জন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধরি,
যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন,
যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন,
যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন,
যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন,
যমুনা তীর বন চরি,
যমুনা তীর বন চরি,
যমুনা তীর বন চরি,
যমুনা তীর বন চরি,
রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী,
রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী,
রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী,
রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী,
রাধা মাধব
কুঞ্জ বিহারী,
রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী,
রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী,
কৃষ্ণ হরে হরে,
hare ram 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 hare hare
hare krishna hare
hare hare
krishna krishna hare hare
hare ram hare ram
ram
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
Ram Ram Hare Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare
Hare Ram Hare Ram
Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare
Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram
సహగణ రఘునాథాన్వితం తం సజీవం అద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణ పాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్విత జయతాం సురతోర్ పంగో మమ మందమతేర్గతి మద సర్వస్వ పాదాంబోజో రాధా మదన మోహనో దివ్య బృందారణ్య కల్పద్రుమదః శ్రీమద్రత్నాగార సింహాసనస్థ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధా శీల గోవిందదేవ శ్రేష్టాలిభిషవ్యమానం స్మరామి శ్రీమాన్ రాసరసారంభీ వంశీవటతటస్థితః కర్షన్ వేణుర్స్వనైర్గోపీ గోపీనాథ కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ హరయే పరమాత్మనే प्रणत क्लेश नाशाय
गोविंदाय नमो नमः।
आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय क्षेमाभ दिव्य छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते।
जयति जयति देवो देवकी नंदनोऽसौ
जयति जयति कृष्णो वृष्टिवंश प्रदीपः
जयति जयति मेघश्यामल कोमलंगो जयति जयति पृथ्वीभार नाशो मुकुंद
नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने
गौरद्विषे नमः।
वंदे श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंदो सहोदितो गौड़ोदये पुष्पवंतो चित्रो शमदो समोनुदो।
श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासुदी गौरभक्तवृंद
हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण
कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे हरे
हरे राम हरे राम
प्रेमानंदे हरि
हरि।
हरि बोल। Let's give a big hurry bowl to His Holiness, Lokanath Maharaj, the King Jai. So we'd like to thank all of you for coming this evening. We know that some of you came a long distance, so we'd like to thank you for that. We're grateful that you've come. We're especially thankful and grateful to His Holiness, Lokanath Maharaj. As we said earlier, this is we've been doing this now for a decade, 10 years. We said this a little earlier, but at least 7 years consecutively. So that's really astonishing. That's great. Great news for all of us. So we'd like to thank the Maharaj for keeping us in his circle of travel around the world. And as we said earlier, His Holiness Lokanath Maharaj, he took an instruction from His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada to spread the holy name. And he's done a very sufficient job of that up to this point. And I think he's in good form this evening. Don't you agree?
Yes. Hey, boy.
In very good form. We'd like to thank Tukaram Prabhu, the temple president of Laguna Beach, came all the way here. Thank you.
Wow. How you
doing? To recognize him. So, without further ado, what we'd like to do is have Dravida Das please come up forward and give an invocation, and then we'll get right into the program. And this evening, His Holiness will be speaking about the kidnapping of Rukmini Devi.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
So this is a verse from Srila Rupa Goswami's Stavamala about the flow of Krishna Katha. Murlod Karta Vidayani Babatado Krishna Nitrishna Kshayat Kailan Bhimani Chakrava Kanachayaracham Yamana Mohu Karna Nandi Kalasvana Bahatumi Jimvatati Prangani Gunat Tunga Dasavalista Vakata Piyushakalolani. Words that portray your most glorious deeds are a river of nectar, O Lord of my heart. And from those who drink at that river of nectar, desires for other words quickly depart. Sages they are, chakravaka birds playing, who drink at that river of talks about you, uprooting the huge tree of reincarnation. That river their faith ever freshens anew. Waves churn that river, exchanges of love, as you sport with your dear ones, your pure devotees, bubbling and rippling and murmuring sweetly. That stream delights all with divine melodies. O Krishna, O fount of sweet nectarous pastimes, O you whose great deeds should be heard and then sung, may that river of nectar, portraying your pastimes, flow into my heart and then over my tongue. Gaur Premanandi.
Hari Hari Bo.
Yeah. It could have gone on for another 1 hour. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 For the first time when this, well, I think it must be the first time. And Shukadeva Goswami said this place where he said, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I was there very recently. Shuktal, place is Shuktal. Will be, well, this, all the pastimes of Sri Krishna are originally Shukamukhat Amrita Drava Sanyutam. They have emanated from Mukh of Shuk, Shukmukh, Shukamukhat. So there's a place called Shuktal. Just outside Hastinapur. So I was there on 18th of May at King Parikshit. He had just stepped outside his town when he heard the news that only 7 days to go. And for us, how many days to go? forever. Sometimes they say, why 7 days of katha? Of course, we are not even doing 7 days now. Everyone dies within 7 days. Either we die on Monday, someone dies on Thursday, someone on Tuesday, someone Sunday, someone Friday. Like this, within 7 days, we all leave. If we hear all those 7 days, or the Bhagavatam's recommendation is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, then you do not die. You keep hearing. Amte Narayana Smatihi. Then at the time of death you remember Narayan, Krishna, Dwarkadish. Itna to karna swami jav pranatana se nikale. Govinda namaleke. Jav pranatana se. When I die, oh Lord, it's my only wish that I remember you and I utter name of Govinda. Govinda, Govinda, Govinda. Dwarkadish. Chaitanya, Gauranga, Gauranga. This is Gauranga. Sukadeva Goswami, we were at that very spot where Sukadeva Goswami sat down and recited Bhagavatam for 7 days and 7 nights. How much time are we spending? Not much. So today I was kind of revisiting that Shuktal, Shukdev Goswami's place where he recited Bhagavatam. And we have someone coming from Laguna Beach and that he was welcomed. And we have someone from Noida also and some other places. When Shukdev Goswami, even before he was to start recitation, the sages had come from all over, not just one planet, all over Ribo, all over Brahmand. Devarshis and Maharshis and Rajarshis, Viprarshis, they all had assembled. And and by the divine arrangement of the Lord, as King Parikshit was sitting there surrounded by all these exalted personalities, they had come to give him association. We are with you, we are with you. They were cheering. And King Parikshit was inquiring, at the time of death, what is exactly one is supposed to be doing? That was his inquiry. And as he inquired, and there was not even opportunity for those assembled sages to respond, they see Shukadeva Goswami arriving on the scene, effulgent like sun, brilliant, very powerful. So just seeing him coming from distance, coming towards them, they all stood up. Of course, including King Parikshit, they all stood up to welcome. Suswagatam, welcome, welcome, welcome. King Parikshit especially was very grateful and thankful that Shukdev Goswami himself had come. And Shukdev Goswami says, well, you know, just remembrance is enough. Remembering you, that is enough. Esham samsmaranat pumsam sadhyaha shudhyanti vaigriha. People like us, griha, the householders and others, shudhyanti, we are purified just by samsmaranat, by remembering you. Kim punaha, but then what to speak if we have opportunity to see you? Darshana. Now we have darshana. We could do sparshana. We could touch you or lotus feet. Pada sauchana asana adihihi. And we have opportunity now to serve your lotus feet, wash your lotus feet, or sit at your lotus feet, offer you asana adihihi, adi, many other things we could do for you. So, how fortunate we are, I am. King Parikshit, he addressed like that. And then Shukdev Goswami was offered asan. That asan is still there. And at least the asan is there at the same place, same spot where he sat down. We had a group of devotees with us. We sat down at his feet, remembering those times outside, outskirts of Hastinapur, on the banks of Ganga. Shukadeva Goswami surrounded by many, many exalted personalities. And of course, Shukadeva Goswami sitting, Parikshit Maharaj sitting at his feet. As we were sitting and pointing out to the assembly, look, Shukadeva Goswami. He just sat right here and recited Bhagavatam. As we were pointing out to the assembled devotees, as devotees looked at Shukadeva Goswami, the murti of Shukadeva Goswami. Next to him, there was a pujari of that Shukadeva Goswami. As we all looked at Shukadeva Goswami and also at pujari, Pujari was reading newspaper. Yeah, today's good morning news, he was. So, quite a contrast. And Shukadeva Goswami had Bhagavatam. And his Pujari sitting next to him studying. Not only reading, but studying. He was reading over again and again. And so the past time that we'll be talking, as we heard, we're sitting in New Dwarka Dharam Ki. Also on the bank of the ocean here. And you know, this is the west coast of America. Dwarka in India is also on the west coast of India. West coast there, west coast here. And Rukmini's birthday was only about two weeks ago. It was a grand celebration of Rukmini's birthplace. a birthday, and also 40th anniversary of this temple opening. Ki. I just found out today. I'd heard before that we were talking again. 40 years ago, this place was acquired, and Chota, Radha, not Radha, but Rukmini Dwarka Nath, they were installed in 1970. Huh?
Yes.
70, right? In 70. Okay, and then following year, 71, they grew in size. And they appeared before us as Rukmini Dwarka Adhisha Ki. So this was the 40th anniversary of Rukmini Dwarka Adhisha temple, and soon followed by their appearance here. So hence this topic of kidnapping. And that's the first topic, in fact. As soon as Krishna arrives in Dwarka from Mathura side, that's the pastime. In the same chapter, Krishna is in Mathura battling with Jarasandh. Year after year after year, for 17 years he had been battling. And today I think I kind of knew, but I was reminded again as I was reading through, 23 Akshohini divisions. That was kind of the Sena army, amount of army men he would bring with him. There were only 18 Akshohini divisions in Mahabharata. And killing 64 crores, we say, that's 640 million. But Jarasandh would come every time, every year, 23 Akshohini divisions, Sena he would bring. And Krishna and Balaram would battle just outside Mathura town. They would go with small army, Shukadeva Goswami said. They would go with small army and battle with Jarasandh's big, big army, killing all of them, only sparing Jarasandh. At the end of the battle, he would look around, hey, I'm the only one. And then he would go back to his capital town, again calling, making calls, sending emails or whatever, SMS, gathering big forces, and again, march! And then he would come. Another doing swaha, making offering of these demoniac kings in service of the Lord, making Lord's job very easy, in fact. Lord appeared, Vinashaya Duskritam, to annihilate the demons, Lord appeared. If he had to kill all those demons, he had to go door to door. Would take a lot of time. Jarasandh was gathering, and Krishna has a wholesale business, killing big numbers in maybe some days. But 18th time, Krishna and Balaram, they did not show much interest. And one of the reasons they had to go to Dwarka, and Rukmini also was waiting in Kundinpur for Krishna's arrival there and kidnapping. So Krishna and Balaram, they proceeded towards Dwarka. As they were leaving, as if, well, that was comment by Jarasandha. Hey! Rancho, Rancho, Rancho. Cowards. Scared of me. Scared of Jarasandha. They're running away from me. He had forgotten what had happened 17 times. Now he's like that. Krishna is afraid. So they're leaving on the way to Dwarka. And then Jarasandha was following with a big army. And Krishna, Balaram, they climbed up a mountain. And he followed and was looking all over in the mountain, thinking Krishna and Balaram were hiding in a cave. And as he could not find, he puts whole mountain on fire, hoping that Krishna and Balaram will be burned to ashes. Not knowing, as demons do not know Krishna, his personality, his form, Krishna cannot be, his soul cannot be burned, soul cannot be cut. Then what to speak of super soul? Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavakaha. Pavaka, the fire cannot burn and the weapon cannot cut. So that's the kind of Krishna and Balaram. But demons think that Krishna, God, could be killed. The scientists make such attempt. So Krishna and Balaram, as everything was on fire, Krishna and Balaram jumped off that mountain, which was 88 miles tall. As a result, always raining there at the top of the mountain. Shakti Goswami described. So from there, they had headed for Dwarka, where they were very much welcome, Suswagatam. Rancho Rayaki. Krishna is famous in Dwarka or in Gujarat, all over Gujarat. They glorify Krishna for Rancho, for leaving the battle. Thank you. You left the battle and you have come to Dwarka. You are welcome. So upon arrival there, the first thing is now in Dwarka, Krishna and Balaram. So Sukadeva Goswami begins describing Krishna's Dwarka pastimes. And the first pastime he talks is this. Krishna's leaving for Kundinpur for kidnapping. But he's just the younger brother. His elder brother is Balaram. So what about his marriage? And in fact, that marriage takes place first. Anarathabhipati Sriman. The countryside around Dwarka is called Anartha or Anartha Desh. And Krishna is also Dwarkadish. He is the king of Dwarka. There are other kingdom in the vicinity. It's called Anartha. And the king there is Raivata. And he has a daughter called Revati. Revatim Sutam. And she was married to Balaram. So that marriage, just in one sentence, one statement or one verse, Sukadeva Goswami has described this Balaram's marriage with Revati. And then he talked, Bhagavan api Govinda upayeme kurudvaha. And then Govinda, Bhagavan api Govinda. Of course, Balaram is also Bhagavan Balaram. And Bhagavan Govinda or Krishna, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, we are remembering this in Alachwa, where Krishna and Balaram, they appeared just a few days ago. Sri Krishna Balaram Ki. They are getting closer, towards Dwarka, New Dwarka, from the east coast. They appeared on the east coast there. They're heading towards here. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. This refers to Krishna and Balaram. Son of Vasudev is Krishna, son of Vasudev is Balaram. So, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudeva. So Sukadeva Goswami is talking about the Upayime. Govinda also was married to Vaidarabhi Bhishma Sutam Sriyo Matram Swayamvare. And he was married to Vaidarabhi. It's another name of Rukmini. He is Vaidarabhi. Born in Vidarbha province, which is in Maharashtra. Where is that map? Okay. Little. Audio. Visual for you. I thought I would just point out one time to you where Rukmini Maya, where she appeared. So that is Kundinpur here. As Mathura Vrindavan. So Krishna and Balaram come from Mathura Vrindavan to Dwarka. This is on the west coast of India. I think that is supposed to be on the westernmost point in India. Dwarka. That's the claim also. And from there, Krishna is going to be coming, followed by Balaram, to Kundinpur. So that's the birthplace of Rukmini. There's a state here called Maharashtra, Gujarat here, Rajasthan there, and like that, quite a few states. And Nagpur here, which is center of India, about 150 kilometers from Nagpur, and 40 kilometers from Amaravati, another district town, is Kundinpur, which is Vidarbha, another fighting for separate state. They want to split Maharashtra into two. And then there will be two states, one Maharashtra, another one would be called Vidarbha. So Rukmini born in Vidarbha, so she is known as Vaidarbhi. So this is for reference. Okay. so that much was mentioned about Balaram's marriage and Bhagavanapi Govinda, Krishna's marriage. King Parikshit, that's all. I would like to hear more. And then Raja Uvacha, King Parikshit is inquiring. Bhagavan Bhishma Kasutam Rukminim Ruchirananam, another name also of Rukmini is Bhishma Kasuta. The father is Bhishmaka, the daughter of Bhishmak, so Bhishmak Suta. Like what? Radharani is Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavanishri, Vrishabhanu Suta. Vrishabhanu Suta. So Vrishabhanu Suta, Radha, and Bhishmak Suta, Rukmini. Ruchirananam. Oh, that Rukmini, and the King Parikshit with her beautiful face, sweet faced. Rukmini Rakshasena Vidhanena Upayema Iti Shrutam. Oh, we have heard there was a marriage, a little extraordinary, Rakshasa Vidhanena. There had to be a battle and some killing, all that took place, and Krishna had to kidnap Rukmini. Bhagavat Shrotum Ichami Krishna Sha Amita Tejasaha. I'm very much eager to hear. I have heard, Samanyata Eva Shrutam Visheshenatu Shrotum Ichami. This is a comment by Sridhar Swami Maharajas. Samanya, some information we have heard, some samanya common knowledge we have, but I am interested, visheshena shrotum ichhami, it is my intense desire to hear this topic in a great detail.
Brahman Krishna kathaha punya Madhvi Loka Lokamalapaha.
And the Krishna Katha is a punya, very auspicious to hear, and very sweet Madhvi, and always purifying Krishna Katha. It is not only meant to purify King Parikshit, but anyone who hears Srimad Bhagavat Katha, the same outcome, the purification. So King Parikshit, Kona Nutrapeto Shranvanaha Shrutagyo Nitya Nutanaha. And it is never satisfying. We like to hear more and more and more. And this katha, the pastimes of the Lord, including this kidnapping pastime, is nitya nutanaha. Is ever fresh. It's not never same old story. Name, fame, glory, same old story. It's never old story. It is nitya nutanaha. Pratikshanam ashyaryavat pratiyamanaha. So what is nitya nutanaha? Meaning that you hear Krishna's katha. Pratikshanam ashyaryavat. At every moment, at every step, it's amazing. Wow. Ashyaryavat. Wow. Could be doing this at every step. Wow. 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 Nitya nutana. That's the meaning of pratikshana kshanam ashyaryavat. Always. Ashcharyavat. Amazing. So this katha is nitya nutanaha, so please, Shukadeva Goswami Maharaj, Shrotum Ichhami, I would like to hear Amita Tejasaha, unlimited prowess of the Lord and His unlimited pastimes. Please share this. And then, Shukadeva Goswami was going to wind up just in few minutes, few sentences. And by this inquiry, this has expanded into several chapters. Sri Shuka Uvacha, and Shukadeva Goswami begins the narration.
राजा आसीत् भीष्मको नाम विदर्भ अधिपतिर महान लॉन्ग लॉन्ग टाइम अगो A story begins like that, once upon a time. So it's like that also here. There was a king. His name was Bhishmaka, king of Vidarbha. Mahan, great king. He had 5 sons. Tasya pancha abhavan putraha kanneka cha varananaha. 5 sons, 1 daughter. Mentioning daughter immediately, varananaha. Exceptionally beautiful daughter he had, this king Bhishmaka had. And Shukadeva Goswami has a great memory. We have to look at those names of 5 sons. Hari, something happened? Something you did? No. Rukmagraja. The eldest one is Rukmi. Rukmi Ratha. Second one. Rukma Bahu. They're all Rukma, Rukma, Rukma. Rukmesha. Rukma Mali. Rukminesha Svashasati and Rukmini, their sister, again, Sati, very chaste sister, Rukmini. And what was so very special about, well, certainly she was Varanana, exceptionally beautiful and chaste. And she was known for hearing Krishna Katha. Upasritya Mukundasya Rupa Virya Gunasriyaha. Topic is Mukunda, Mukunda's Rupa, Virya, Guna. She would always hear. From who would she hear? This grand, this Bhishma, Bhishmaka, not Bhishma, but Bhishmaka. He was a saintly king. And there was an open-door policy. All the sages and saints and rishis and munis, they would always come to his kingdom. Atithi Devo Bhava. No, not be aware of dogs. But Atithi Devo Bhava. Guests are welcome. Guests are welcome. Especially Parivrajakacharyas, Paramahamsas, they would always come to the kingdom, to the capital of Bhishmak. And king always had time. He was never too busy to hear about Krishna. They would be also coming from Dwarka side, coming from Vrindavan Mathura side, coming from here, this holy place, that holy place. They would always have news about Krishna. News of Krishna Balaram topics, Mukunda topic. And as king would sit and listen, the daughter also would be in the audience listening. Rukmini would be sitting there with rapt attention. Graha agatai giyamanastam nene sadrasham patim. So all those guests coming and talking, the brahmanas, modaka priyaha, the brahmanas' identity, introduction is also, they are priya, modaka priya, Laddu Priya. The Brahmanas like laddus, amongst other things. Brahmins are called Laddu Priya or Modak. Modak Priya. As Ganesh also likes Modak, Laddu. So the Brahmins in those good old days not only, or they would eat on behalf of the Lord, they would eat laddus and other items. And at the same time, on behalf of Lord, they would also talk, use the same tongue. They just had a sweet laddu and full belly. Radha Krishna, Sahi Annamrita Pav. What is next thing? Soja. Sahi Annamrita Pav. You eat to your full satisfaction. Soja means sleeping. Sayanamrita Pav. No, Sayanamrita Pav. Soja. So these Brahmins, they used to eat lots of laddus and feast, but also always eager to talk about the Lord. So while they would recite the pastimes, Bhishmak is hearing, others also, ministers and others, and especially Rukmini would be there listening. And hearing and hearing and hearing about the Lord, what has happened? Mene sadrasham patim. If I ever get married, I know who is going to be my husband. Her mind was fixed. My pati. Krishna, as he would be befitting for me, him and him only. So she was attached. You hear Krishna katha, what happens? Nityam bhagavat sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. Your bhakti comes to the level of nishtha. From that level, there's no more U-turns. You don't go reverse. No punar mushika bhav. Becoming mouse again. Or blooped. There's no more blooping. Probably you don't use this term, but when we joined, around the time we joined, this blooping was... when you throw a rock in the water body, lake or well, how does it sound? Bloop. Bloop. So we used to talk, oh, he blooped. Or she blooped. He went back into the ocean. A material existence again, drowned again. That happens if we do not hear about the Lord. And here, how often? Nityam. Nityam bhagavata sevaya. Not once a year. 7 days and over. Like some people say, oh, you know, I go to the temple pretty regularly. I go regularly. Every Janmashtami. Every Janmashtami. So, it's once a year. A regular, that's also regular, right? Once a year is also regular. And every Sunday is also regular, and every day is also regular, and every hour is also regular. And there's a concept in the Shastras, in our Dharma, we should be hearing, or going to the temple, or hearing about the Lord, anukshan. Kshan means moment. Anu means the next one. One, the following moment also. You listen to the Lord this moment, and anukshan, next moment also, and next moment, and next. So that is also regular, right? Movement. Pratipadam, pratipadam. At every step or every moment you hear, that is also regular. So nityam bhagavata sevaya, and then nishthiki, nishtha. You develop nishtha. And after nishtha, from that ladder, from shraddha to prem, from faith to love of Godhead, that ladder, after nishtha comes, next up, higher ladder is asakti. You develop attachment. By hearing and hearing katha of the Lord Mukundasya, rupa virya gunasriyaha, qualities and opulences of the Lord, one gets attached. And Rukmini becomes attached to Sri Krishna, and she has concluded, Sadrasham Patim, oh, he would be the best or befitting husband for me. So this is conclusion of Rukmini. And the next statement, Sukadeva Goswami says, Krishna also has come to similar conclusion. Tam buddhi lakshana audarya rupa shila gunashrayam. As Krishna Katha was, Rukmini was able to hear in Kundinpur, as sages traveled from Dwarka to Kundinpur, they are hearing Krishna Katha. And in Dwarka, the same sages, they travel back. They get all the news of Rukmini and her beauty, her pastimes. What is that? Her buddhi, how intelligent. Audarya, how magnanimous. Rupa, how beautiful. Shila, Sushila, the best character. So this news is reaching Dwarka. And Krishna is hearing that news of Rukmini in Dvarka. Krishnasya sadrashim bhariyam samadodhum manodadhe. And Krishna's mind is also fixed on Rukmini as sadrashim bhariyam. Sadrasham patim, this is Rukmini's conclusion. A pati, husband like Krishna, he would be the best one, befitting one. And Dwarkadhish also has his mind fixed. Dwarkadhish ki. As we are talking, they are hearing also. It is their pastime. I should give them microphone. How I came to Krishna consciousness, how I got married to Rukmini, what I had to do, what I had to go through, you know. So both had been hearing each other's glories, and both their minds are fixed on each other. Oh, best husband, best wife. Bandhunam ichatam jatam krishnaya bhagani nripa. So Rukmini, well, she had been talking what was on her mind to her mother and other family members. And they were all in favor of this proposal of her getting married to Sri Krishna. And father was thinking of approaching or sending the proposal over, communicate, and go for proper engagement prior to the marriage. So, bandhunam, brothers and sisters, and no sister, but neighbors, friends, they were all in favor of Rukmini getting married to Dwarkadhish, except one person, and he was Rukmini, the eldest of the brothers, and he was Krishna Dvit, because he was envious of Krishna. Rukmini being envious of Krishna, and he's becoming stumbling block, and he thinks, oh, you know, that's Shishupal. Shishupal would be the best match. And, well, this is it. He's the eldest one, and he's stubborn one, and no one could talk him out of it, and even father has to go along. This is the same thing like Duryodhan, because Dhritarashtra was attached to Duryodhan. Then then he died. So here, this Rukmini is like that of Duryodhan, and because father is attached, Duryodhan is attached, and he just Tesham pramatta nidhanam pashyanapina pashyati. This is what happens, Sukadeva Goswami. Not here, but elsewhere he says, when you are attached to false city, false things, then pashyanapi na pashyati. Pashyanapi na pashyati. Even if you are shown the reality or the truth or your future, na pashyati, you don't see it. You don't realize it. You don't go for it. And there is a reason for this is tesham pramatta nidhanam, because of the attachment. So Rukmini is attached to his ideas, and the father is attached to this son, and then there's a different proposal altogether. And the marriage of Rukmini with Shishupal is proposed, and that is now being worked out. Rukmini has, as he found out, Tada avetya, as gyatva, by knowing, asita apangi, the Rukmini, the lotus-eyed and sunila, the bluish, eyes are bluish or deep blue eyed. Rukmini, when she has heard Durmana Abhrasham, she became very much disgusted and disappointed. Vichintya, and she is thinking and thinking. And she has approached one confidential Brahman, and she wants him to go to Dwarka. This is a message. Take this. Go, deliver this message to Dwarkadhish. She had, of course, the commentaries say that in her private chambers, making sure no one is around, Rukmini wrote the letter with her own hands. Signed at the bottom, folded into envelope, sealed, and handed over to the Brahmana personally, the confidential Brahmin. And that Brahmin, Dwarakam sa samabhetya pratihare praveshitaha. Brahmin has quickly arrived in Dwarka, Dwarka Dhama ki, and Brahmin is right in front of the gate of the palace of Dwarkadish. The gatekeepers, knowing that some Brahmin has arrived, immediately he is welcomed and escorted inside the palace. Apashyatam adyam purusham asinam kanchanasane. As Brahmin arrives inside the palace, right there he saw there's a kanchanasan, golden throne. On the throne seated is adyam purusham, govindam adipurusham. Is sitting on Kanchana Asan, golden Asan, Apashyata. Brahmin has seen that. Drishtva Brahmana Devasya Devatastama Avaruhya Nija Asanat. And as Dwarkadish noticed, hey, Brahmin, Devata here, he immediately jumps from his golden throne, moves forward, greets the Brahmin, and makes him sit on his own golden throne, and begins the worship of the Brahmin. Namo Brahmanya Devaya. Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha Jagat Hitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namon Namaha. Brahmanya Dev. The Lord, one who worships Brahmanas, worshipper of the Brahmanas, is Brahmanya, Brahmanya Dev. So he is worshipping that Brahman. How is he worshipping? Yatha atmanam divokasa, the way demigods worship him. The way demigods worship Dwarkadish, he is worshipping with similar paraphernalia and the mood, awe and reverence for the Brahmin. As Narad Muni, has Narad Muni, not yet. When did Narad Muni visit Dwarka and he was going door to door? When did that happen? When the marriages had taken place. All the 16,108 marriages had taken place, and then Narad Muni had gone to find out any complaints from any wives. Here's a complaint box, or you could lodge your complaint for dear. He was going door to door. Not one queen complained. Very well. So that time Narad Muni was very much welcomed by the Lord and worshipped by the Lord. And then Sudama had gone, those chapters are ahead of this. Sudama had gone from Sudamapuri again. Same treatment. Brahmin is worshipped by the Lord. is known for, his respect for the Brahmanas. Tam bhuktavantam vishrantam upagamya satam gatihi. And then all his prasadam, his rest, after all that has happened, then Lord goes to the Brahmana, it says. Lord goes to the Brahman. Satam gati. He himself is supposed to be the destination of all the saintly persons. All the saintly persons finally go to him. They go back to him. But here, Lord was going to that Brahman. And Brahmin's feet are being massaged by the Lord. And the dialogue begins. And Krishna begins talking. Kaschid Vijavara Sreshta Dharmaste Vraddha Sammataha. He's addressing, you are wise, elderly, matured Brahman, Vija, Sreshta, best among the Brahmanas. Santushta manasaha sada nati krishraina vartate. I hope you are practicing all the principles of religiosity, principles of religion, without any difficulty. And you are satisfied in your mind. Your mind is satisfied. The Brahman is supposed to be known for his satisfied mind. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankshati prasannatma. Atma prasanna or man prasanna. So the Lord is inquiring from this Brahman. Santushto yarhi vartaita brahmano ena kenachit. And the Brahman is santus. Whatever comes his way, naturally comes his way. Yadrucha lava santushto, as Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita. Yadrucha lava santushto. Yadicha, by his icha, by his desire, whatever comes your way, whatever is your quota, you get your lot, your quota. Yadrucha lava santushto, and you are with that much gain, love, you are santushto, satisfied. This is Lord describing his devotee, describing a Vaishnava Brahman. And that person, Idrisha Lava Santushto. Yeah, that's right. That. I forgot. Yeah, he's not envious, he's not his. Could we go? I don't know. Who knows? Idrisha Lava Santushto? No one knows. Fill in the blanks. Dvandva, okay, I got it. Okay. Thank you, Krishna. From him comes ignorance, from him comes knowledge, remembrance. So he says, Dvandva Tito Vimatsraha. The devotees or the Vaishnava Brahmanas are dvandva atit. They are of dvandva. Two things. The dual nature of this material world. Happiness, distress, loss, gain. So one who is satisfied with whatever comes, naturally comes his way. And he dvandva atit and vimatsara is free from envy. He is not envious of others. and is satisfied with whatever Lord sends in his way. And as a result, he is not busy with prayasasya, prajalpa, hiyamagraha, janasangasya, laulyasya, shadbhira bhakti, vinashyati. That your bhakti vinash, bhakti is destroyed when too much endeavor is made. Too much endeavor to acquire some wealth, this, that, material facilities, too much endeavor. Prajalpa, nimagraha, atyahar also, atyahar, eating too much. Eating too much with the tongue. There's also ahar, food for your ears. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains ahar. All the five senses have their food. The tongue has a food that we are familiar with, the food that we eat. But the ears have also food. The sound is a food for the ears. And the smells, this is a food for the nostrils, the sense and sense object. The sense object is a food. And for the skin, the touch sensation, touch is a food. And what is the remaining one? Eyes, the forms. Forms are the food for the eyes. So atyahar, eating too much with the tongue, hearing too much with the ears, seeing too much with the eyes, smelling too much, like pigs too. And they just close their eyes and they just forward. So this atyahar, when goal is atyahar, to consumption, too much eating and hearing and seeing and smelling and touching. And for this atyahara prayasasya, prayas, so much endeavor is required. How much endeavor? And some other items, and this results in bhakti vinash. So here, Lord, are you satisfied with just little basic necessities? Is that the case?
Vartate nati krishvena santusta manasa sada.
So those who are satisfied with whatever comes their way, their quota, and those who follow the principles, do not fall short in following principles, then those principles followed by the Brahman or a Vaishnava, they become akhila kama dukh. They become desire tree, or all your wishes are fulfilled, or kama dhenu, and the cow that fulfills all the desires. Then he says, he's inquiring, and before that is, this is too much. Namaste shirasha asakrit. I offer my obeisances again and again unto those persons, vipran, unto brahmanas. What kind of brahmanas? Swalabha santushtan, those who are satisfied. Santushta, brahmins. Swalabha, also described as self-realized. What have they gained? What is the gain of a brahmin? Self-realization. They have realized the self
That is the gain, swalab. And as a result, santushtam, they are satisfied. And to such Brahmin sadhun, I offer my obeisances, Lord says, unto sadhu. And who is a sadhu? Bhuta surittaman, those who are friends of all the living entities, friendly towards others. And to such sadhus, I offer my obeisances. Nirahankarinaha shantan, those who are free from false ego. And always peaceful. Namaste Sirisha Asakrit. I offer my obeisances unto such Brahmins and sadhus again and again. Whose statement is this? Lord is talking to Brahmin. Says, I offer my obeisances. Krishna jin ka naam hai, we say this. Gokula jin ka dham hai, say Sri Bhagavan ko mere baram bar pranam hai. Unto such Krishna, whose name is Krishna, unto such God whose name is Krishna, and whose address is Gokul, and whose phone number is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Especially when you go to Gokul and make the call, it's a local call. It's a local call. Line is very clear, and today or yesterday we're talking how in good old days, hello, hello, hello. He used to get only 3 minutes to talk, and then telephone operator would not allow you to speak more than 3 minutes. Now, long distance yesterday call. This is some 30 years ago when we had to call from Delhi to Vrindavan. You know, 1 minute goes in, hello, 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 hello. Probably without phone, someone is hearing you in Vrindavan. You don't have to speak too far. So such a struggle. Calling Krishna. But when you are in a holy place and you are dialing Hare Krishna, and it's local call. It's very clear and costless also. And you have practically a hotline and you can go on talking to your heart's content. Yeah, well, whether so we could come to the temple, that's also a holy place, or we could make our home into a holy place and begin calling, keep calling. And so Lord, so we offer our obeisances unto, we say this, sing, and we also offer our obeisances. Luta luta dadi makhana khayo, gwala bala sanga dhenu charayo. Oh, that Krishna, luta luta dadi makhana khayo. One who is always stealing butter and stealing and eating butter. Think he has the right to eat butter because Gwala Bala Sangha Dhenu Charayo. All day he is working very hard, taking care of the cows. So what if he ate little butter, like a wages, getting little daily wages in the form of butter, all that he likes is, he likes butter. Maya, mohi makhan bhavai, says, Maya, I like makhan, I like, please give me your makhan. Meva, ruchi nahi aavai. Meva, I don't like. Other items, I don't. I like.
Makan Bhavi. So unto such Krishna, who's taking care of the cows in Vrindavan all day long, and then he steals his butter, it is his butter. I said it right. He's stealing his own butter. All butter is his butter. It belongs to him only. And I just read how, this is going to Vrindavan from Dwarka, that the ladies, the gopis, early to bed, early to rise. That was their program. Going to bed early and getting up also early in the morning. There is to be competition. Who gets up early? Who is the first one to get up? And to do what? First thing they would do is churn the butter and keep it ready for being stolen. They used to think that if Krishna comes and the butter is not ready, thief is going to be disappointed. So better we should get up first and have butter ready. Or if neighboring lady, gopi, she is the first one to churn the butter, and he's going to eat there. And what about my butter? He's not going to steal my butter, so I want to make sure, have the butter ready. So I'm going to early to bed. I'm going to do early rising and getting butter ready. Okay, we have a long way to go here. Kashidva Koshalam Brahman Rajato Yashahi Prajaha. And another statement by the Lord is, in any king's kingdom, if his citizens, Brahmins, Sukham Vasanti, they are happily residing, happy citizens, peaceful citizens, Palyamana Same Priyaha, of that kingdom, and that king is very dear to me. The king is keeping all his citizens satisfied, employed also, not unemployment. Satisfied. Satisfying their bodies, minds, souls. That king is very dear to me, Krishna declares here. And he says, oh, you have from Agato Durgam, you have traveled long distance, and you have come to this fort, which is in the middle of the ocean. Sarvam no bruhya guhyam chet kim karyam karavamate. Could you please tell me the purpose of your coming? May I do something for you? And you share the purpose. If it is not bruhi aguhyam, if it is not confidential, then only. If it is confidential now, then you may keep it to yourself. But if it is not confidential, if it is okay for me to hear the purpose, know the purpose, so please tell me what brings you here. And with that, evam samprashta. Samprashno Brahmana Parameshtina, the Parameshtina, Parameshwar, Sri Krishna, when he inquired like this from Brahman. And all this is going on while Brahman is still massaging the Brahman. Lord is massaging Brahman. And, I have a letter, a message. Letter from Rukmini. So Lord is busy. Now his hands are busy. So he cannot open the envelope and read. So he says, go ahead, you read. You read out the letter to me. The handwritten letter and my personal letter, not typed one. Different time, place, circumstances. I was remembering today, well, yeah, the letter of Rukmini addressed to the Lord, please accept me. That's the kind of message. I also had written a letter in 72. I did the handwriting and then I went to the typing institute and got it typed. The letter was addressed to ISKCON, Bombay's temple president of ISKCON, Bombay, Giriraj Prabhu that time. And I thought this is international society, international society. My handwritten letter, they may just go in the dustbin or something. I better get it typed. So I got it typed. And it was my appeal to please accept me. As Rukmini was appealing, that letter was please accept me. And in my letter, I had said, I agree to follow your principles. And I had found out what their principles were. No meat eating, no this, no that. And I liked your dazzling aartis. I picked this up from their advertisement. I did not know what dazzling is. Dazzling aartis. I liked your sumptuous prasadam. I knew prasad part, but sumptuous I did not know. I just and ecstatic kirtans and like I copied some of those things and got it typed and then went looking for a temple president. And there was no gatekeeper or anything there. Here there's a gatekeeper at Dwarkadish temple. And I was the first person I inquired, I would like to see the president. Could you? I'm the one. He said, I'm the one. The president was right there. And I presented my application appeal. And I thought this is going to be now put on their agenda. Next board of directors meeting, they're going to be adding my letter and they'll consider. But that wasn't the case. The president opened the letter right there and read it and called all the press. Hey, Prabhus, we have someone who wants to join us. It was a rare commodity those days that someone wants to join. And I was immediately accepted within the fold. And within half an hour, I was asked to step out behind the ashram and the barber was waiting for me. And I had a seeker. So I was remembering my own life and letter. So here is Rukmini's letter. Very confidential letter. If
Shrutva gunan bhuvana sundara sharnamatam te nirvishakarna vivarair harato angatapam.
This is Rukmini Uvacha, Rukmini speaking, addressing Lord as Bhuvana Sundar. You are the beauty. You are the beauty of this world. You are most beautiful. And as I have heard, Shrutva, by hearing Gunan, your qualities, Sharnvatam te nirvishya, and as I have heard those qualities past times, they enter my heart, finally, angatapam harato, and that has minimized my, the fire. Fire of separation. Sounds like gopis also. Tava kathamritam tapta jivanam kavibhiriritam kalmashapaham. Shravanamangalam Srimadatatam Bhuvigranantye Bhuridajanaha Bhuvigranantite Bhuridajanaha. Gopis, there. This is their thought. They had been looking, they're looking and looking for Krishna, and they could not find, they did not find him. And then they had returned. They were also thinking, we did not lose him in the forest. We lost him on the bank of the river. So we should better go where we lost him. Where you lose your whatever keys, or if you lose in the office, you cannot find them at home. So gopis concluded, we did not lose him in the forest. Let's go to the place where we had lost him. So they went all back to the Jamuna's banks of Jamuna. And there they begin reciting this gopi geet. And in the middle of that gopi geet, they say, Tava kathamritam. Tava kathamritam, my dear Lord. Tava kathamritam. Tapta jivanam. Our life is on fire, or when it is on fire, and is mostly on fire, always on fire. So, and what to do? Tava katha amritam. Only your katha. So as they were reciting katha, the gopi geet, the song, gopis were singing song of Krishna, in fact, glorifying Krishna. And that resulted in Krishna's appearance. Krishna appeared. As they talked about Krishna, and Krishna, the talk took the form. Talk personified. The talk became personified. And the person, Krishna, and he was in the midst of them once again. So this katha brings us closer and in touch with the Lord. Well, whether it's gopis or Rukmini or us, the ordinary creatures, living entities, what connects us with the Lord is His name, His form, His qualities, His pastimes. And we are right there. So Rukmini says, as I hear, then this is some solace. So this is, gives me some relief. Rupam drasham drashitam drashitam akhilartha labham. And seeing you, Rukmini says, well, this is perfection of our eyesight, my eyesight. Seeing you. Tvai achyuta vishati. O achyuta. I am chyuta. I am fallen. I am lost. But you are achyuta. You never fall. You are infallible. So do something for me. Lift me. And by hearing you and I have just chittamapatrapam me. I have just become shameless. I only think of you and like to have you and now everyone knows about this. And it goes on. I don't know how long we could go on. So this is a 7 verses. Spoken, written by Rukmini, our of a confidential and of a prime importance. This is like a crux of this whole kidnapping affair, pastime. So that Rukmini becomes the duly married wife of Sri Krishna. And first one is going to be when, yeah, after the kidnapping, back to Dwarka, and there's a marriage, and that's the first marriage. And then 7 more marriages, and that's 8 marriages. And he had to do the statement somewhere that said, Kaishore Gopa Kanyasta Yauvane Raja Kanyaka. When they were Kishore, in youthful days, they were gopis. And same gopis, they become the daughters of kings or even daughters of demigods. Raja Kanyaka. So Radha expands and gopis expand. Radha expands and sees Rukmini. The position of Radha in Vrindavan is same as Rukmini's position in Dwarka. She is number one. Dwarka, she is number one. And Radharani is number one in Vrindavan, the top. So Krishna, yeah, so there are eight different pastimes how he managed getting 8 different queens, which are principal queens. Like Vrindavan has Ashta Sakhis. Like in Mayapur we see Ashta Sakhis, Radha Madhav and Lalita Vishakha Adi Jata Sakhi Vrinda. So in Dwarka there are 8 principal queens. And then there were 16,100 princesses. Is it princesses? Princesses. And they were, well, they were imprisoned. They were in custody of Bhaumasur. He had kidnapped, stolen this, that, from all over. And so there was a letter. All of them had sent a letter also. Please get us out of here. And only you could be sheltered. Only you could accept us. No one else will accept us, as we have been touched and this and that by someone else. Since society, such persons, such woman, is no one marries. So, but you could save us. You could accept us. So then, Dwarkadish, he had married. I think the other eight marriages had taken place. He was also married to Satyabhama. So he had taken Satyabhama with him. And Lord was on the way to heaven. He had a special mission. But first he stops over at Prakjyotishpur, is eastern India. And this was Bhaumasur's capital. And Bhaumasur had a Mura as a guard. And Krishna kills Mura demon and he becomes Murari. And then he also kills Bhaumasur. And then those 16,100 princesses were released and they immediately surrendered and unto the Lord. And the Lord sent them to Dwarka from East India all the way to western part, Dwarka. And Lord goes to heaven and returns, and upon his return he married those. So that is 16,100 of those, like a mass marriage. Big marriage ceremony. And there's a description. Not only Krishna expanded when that marriage was taking place, not only 16,100 Krishnas were there, but Vasudeva and Devaki also were attending each of those marriages. So all these marriages were taking place. Her son, Yashoda's son, was getting married in Dwarka, and she was deprived of a mother and could not take part in the marriage ceremony. Then Lord had to get married again so that Yashoda could witness the marriage. And that is Tirupati Balaji. Balaji getting married in Narayanvanam. I think it's called Narayanvanam, not far from Tirupati. It's a big marriage ceremony. And marriage loan. Lord had to take marriage loan. He wanted to do extraordinary show. Marriage na bhuto na bhavishyati. No one was married the way like him he was going to marry, and no one in future would match that kind of grand marriage ceremony. So loan was, and then there was a big marriage. Yashoda witnessed that marriage. Yashoda also sits in Tirupati temple when you go. There's a kitchen. Yashoda is overseeing all the cooking that goes on in Tirupati temple. So, so these, the Lord is marrying 16,108 queens. These are not ordinary ladies of Maharashtra or ordinary women. Not ordinary living entities. They are special antaranga shaktis. And Rukmini Mayaki. I think we should let's deal with this tomorrow's very serious confidential message from Rukmini. I thought we would run through this today, but I think we can't manage. Will not do the justice to the confidential subject matter. So we'll stop there, and then that letter is there, and then Lord's response. And then he comes over to Kundinpur, and a lot of events would be unfolding before us. Okay, Nidai Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bhav. Prashad?
Yes.
No kirtan, nothing. Few minutes? Huh? Sayanamrita Bhav, Radha Krishna Gunagav. Here we'll do Radha Krishna Gunagav first, then Sayanamrita Bhav. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare, Hare. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare
everybody.
Rama Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Hare, Hare Ram Hare Ram, Ram Ram Hare Hare.
कल्पतरुभिश्च कृपा सिन्धुभिः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनन्तकोटि वैष्णववृन्दकी जय